Shalom, 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 man. This is the Najat, and you are tuned in to From the Desk of the Najat by Thesocratic Hepzibah. This is the podcast where we discuss all the pertinent information to Israel and the righteous scattered all over the earth, man. This is the newscast where we discuss prophecy, politics, news, and precepts. All right, listen, today, man, we're going to be talking about China. We're going to talk about how China banned, all right, homosexual acts, cleavage, adultery in their movies, as well as reincarnation, and how citizens in America, some of the citizens in America got mad because Ron DeSantis in Florida said that you can't teach about LGBTQ issues to children in fourth grade and under. All right, so we're going to discuss how China has surpassed the U.S. in levels of righteousness, and the U.S. is supposedly the most so-called Christian nation on the face of the earth. We're going to talk about how the earth is crying out for the rule of the Israelites because of these atrocities that's going on, because you got people trying to teach kids in fourth grade how a girl can be a boy and a boy can be a girl, and this is causing the earth to cry out for the righteous rulership of the Israelites. All right, we're going to talk about Sweden and Finland possibly applying to NATO and how that's going to affect everything that's going on right now as far as Russia and Ukraine is concerned, and why that should be not only something that Sweden and Finland shy away from, but it should be something that the European Union shies away from unless they're looking to push Russia into a nuclear war. We're going to talk about Russian foreign minister. Let me get his name right. Sergey Lavrov warned that there is a serious risk of nuclear war in Ukraine in a statement blasting the U.S. All right, that the U.S. has the height of irresponsibility. All right, we're going to talk about Kosovo and how Kosovo is to Serbia as the Donbass regions are to Russia. And that's why Serbia supports Russia in this conflict. That's why Serbia still buys Russian gas. That's why Serbia refuses to condemn these actions by Russia, because they believe Kosovo is still a part of Serbia as the Donbass is still a part of Russia. All right, also, we're going to talk about Disney's personal police force to be disbanded and what that could possibly mean for the pedophilia and the Moloch worship all around the earth. The fact that Disney, one of the most wicked organizations on the face of the earth, had their own police force at their parks in Florida amazes me. All right, and we're also going to talk about what I kind of touched on earlier, that the earth and its people are crying out for the rulership of the Israelites all over the world because the earth is really, really, really given into the hands of the wicked. The way that the U.S. and the West, the people who run the world for the most part, are going is the complete opposite way that majority of the earth wants to go. But if it continues down this path, majority of the earth is going to want to go that way because they're going to be forced to go that way. Hey, I got another Najat exclusive for you. We're going to get about 30 seconds of it in, man, and then we're going to get off into it.
It's so hard out here. The devil on your shoulders, and he trying to cock you. But I know God got me, okay? All I gotta do is put my trust in, cause I know he got me. Look, the devil keep trying to conquer me, the devil keep trying to conquer me, as long as I got Jesus in my soul, he don't mess with me. The devil keep trying to conquer me, as long as I got Jesus in my soul, he ain't mess with me. The devil keep trying to conquer me, the devil keep trying to conquer me, but I done earned my stripe in these streets, I'm like a referee. Gotta look up, can't put my trust in my bros, cause when it's said and done, Jesus, he gon' save your soul. Said
Jesus, he gon' save your soul. Jesus, he gon' make you
Shalom, 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 man. We back and we ready to go. We gonna start off with China. All right, so we're gonna read you some statements from China, man, and we're gonna let you know exactly what. Well, first, we're gonna start off with this. This just happened recently, all right? Warner Brothers censors gay dialogue in Harry Potter movie for China release. All right, Warner Bros. Removed two lines of dialogue about a gay relationship for the Chinese release of his latest Harry Potter movie. The 6 seconds of dialogue in Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, discussed the romance between male characters Albus. We don't care about their name. All right. The lines cut were, I love you, and the summer Gilbert and I fell in love. So China is pretty much saying, hey, you cannot indoctrinate our children with your beliefs because we understand what the rest of the world doesn't or what the rest of the world does. All right. But the rich people who rule the world, what they want is, as we know by the Georgia Guidestones, is to get the population down of the entire earth to about 500,000. So they want to get the population of the entire earth down to less than the population of Metro Atlanta. All right. To less of the population than almost making Georgia. All right. So they don't want you to be fruitful and multiply. They want you to break the first commandment of the Most High God, which is to be fruitful and multiply, because they want all the resources to the earth to themselves. They say, hey, we can have our super yachts and we can use as much energy as we want if it's only 500,000 of us. So we need to get these people to stop having babies instead of having to kill the babies ourselves. All right, like Herod did, like Pharaoh did, we're going to convince you to kill the babies yourself. That's why we're going to put abortion clinics on every single corner in your communities, man, so you will kill your babies. That's why we're going to indoctrinate all people on earth to say, hey, this is just a fetus. It's not a child. It's just a fetus, and you're killing a fetus. I'm going to pull up some stories in a second as well, man. You know, in California right now, the brother, his Instagram name is AllPTMH, All Praise to the Most High Power. You know, the hopeful elect man, he posted a video on his Instagram, man. And I had already heard about the proposed law, but it's just crazy to be talking about it, man. California is proposing a law, all right, where even after a child is born, you can neglect the child, or I believe it's for 7 days, 7 to 10 days. And if the child dies in that 7 to 10 days, then it's not considered fetal homicide. It's considered an abortion. So, and just like the law in Virginia, that pretty much said, hey, man, after children are born, you know, you can still kill them and it's still considered an abortion. It was actually a doctor, I want to say in Virginia, it was on the Michael Knowles show, Daily Wire. It was on the Michael Knowles show where they actually had a recording of a doctor in Virginia saying, hey, come have your baby here, because if after it's born, you decide that you don't want it, we'll kill it and we'll say that it came out dead. All right? And he's pretty much said, we've done this hundreds of times. We do it all the time. That's why you should come here to have your baby instead of going to a regular hospital, because regular hospitals have this thing where it's called do no harm, you know, and we don't oblige that here for fetus. All right. So these people know what they're doing. They know that that's going to lower the population of the world, and they want to lower the population of the world. They want to do this. All right. But China isn't having it because China knows, because of their one child policy. For a while, China had a one child policy as well. China had a policy that said because their population was so high, it was really a problem for them. Not much of a problem. It was a problem because they weren't able to industrialize the eastern parts of their country. All right, so because they weren't able to industrialize the eastern part of their country, all the people were being forced into metropolitan areas, and it was causing a huge pile of trash and different things, but they should have just been able to figure out their problem. Instead, they implemented this one-child policy. The problem with that is, all right, now they got this thing in China that the young people are obliging to called two incomes, one house. All right, so pretty much just saying, hey, young people, if both of us get together and we just live together, we have a good life together with no children, we can spend money on whatever we want to spend it on. We ain't got to worry about raising no kids. We all good. All right, China is now seeing that that's a problem because their population is steadily declining. All right, and so they won't be able to boast this huge military force that gives them the power that it gives them. You know, one of China's main military powers is not necessarily their technology, because they're still developing that, right? They're kind of ahead of the U.S. in hypersonic weapons, but as far as conventional warfare, tanks, missile destroyers, big cruisers, big aircraft carriers, you know, helicopters, the current jets, so the F-35 class of jets, those type of jets, China is way behind the U.S. It's not even close. Where they're beating them at is the new age things, right? And they're beating them by a huge margin in manpower, because Chinese people have produced so much over the years, but that's starting to slow down. And China's realizing, hey, we're going to have a problem in a couple of years if we don't get people to have more kids. So they're actually incentivizing people to have kids now. And also they know, they're historians. So they see that the greatest societies in history of the world, so-called by the world standard, the greatest, as we know who the greatest society in history of the world was, and that was the righteous Israelites. All right, and the strangers that dealt among them. But as far as the historians are concerned, the biggest, all right, and best civilizations in the history of the world all ended when one thing came into play, and that's homosexuality. The Romans ended. Homosexuality became mainstream, caused the downfall of the Roman Empire. The Egyptians, homosexuality became mainstream. All right, it was the downfall of the empire. Actually, and I'm going to discuss that too. I'm going to get this in here just for all my people who are on this Egyptology kick. I want you to research how pharaohs passed the power, passed that when they called themselves a god. How did they pass it down to their sons? Do that research for me and get back with me. All right, and then see if you still want to call yourself an Egyptologist. after you see exactly what these men were doing to their sons, all right, to pass on this so-called God that was inside of them to their sons, all right? I want you to research that, all right? But China has already said, came out in a public statement and said, we are banning sissy men from our movies. All right, so this was before this. This is back in 2016, all right? China banned sissy men from TV. China's government has banned effeminate men on TV and told broadcasters Thursday to promote revolutionary culture. All right, President Xi Jinping has called for a national rejuvenation with tighter Communist Party control of business, education, culture, and religion. All right, so China has pretty much said broadcasters must resolutely put an end to sissy men and other abnormal aesthetics on TV. You understand? So China is saying not only do we not want homosexual men on TV, we don't even want effeminate men on TV. We don't want weak men on TV because we don't want our men to think being a weak man is okay. That's why they say revolutionary culture. The revolutionary culture requires strong men. So why do you think they're trying to push this homosexuality, push this effeminate behavior to the black community? Because they don't want what happened in 1960 to happen again, especially not if it happens by the Israelites that had the power of the Most High God behind them. All right, you got to understand, man, these nations have read in the scriptures of what happened when the Israelites brought out the Ark of the Covenant. All right, when Moses raised up his hand, they've read what these men could do. They've read that 1,000 put 10,000 to flight. The 10,000 put 100,000 to flight. That 100,000 put 1,000,000 to flight. They've read these things and they know these things. So they don't want this to happen again. How do you keep that from happening? Well, you keep the men from being men and you separate them from their God and they can't do it. And they know this. So they're pushing you in that direction. And they're going to continuously push you in that direction and push and push and push until you're no longer a threat to them. Because even right now in the state that we're in, right, they know. And I always make this example on my Instagram. Follow my Instagram at the Naji Melchizedek. I always make this analogy on Instagram, man. If the Chinese Communist Party can go from in 1960, one of the poorest nations on the face of the earth, fast forward 40 years in 2000 and they're top five most powerful nations on the face of the earth. Fast forward 10 years from that. All right, so now we at 50 years. They're top three most powerful nations on the face of the earth, but they're well below Russia and the U.S. Fast forward 10 years after that, so now we're at 60 years, and they're almost top two most powerful nations on the face of the earth. And as far as economics are concerned, they're the, maybe second to the U.S., maybe, but a lot of economists say they're the most powerful economy on the face of the earth. If China wanted to, they could shut down the world economy tomorrow. It could be reopened eventually, but it'll be down for about 6 months to a year. And China can make that happen any given day. Also, no one can do what China can do to the U.S., no one can do to China, because China produces all their goods. All right? That's why the only relationship China really worries about is relationship with Russia. Why? Because the one thing they can't produce, and they're actually trying to produce it with their so-called artificial sun. They're trying to get to the point where they're even energy independent. All right. But the one thing they can't produce right now is enough energy. All right. They don't have a lot of oil in China. They don't have a lot of natural gas. All right. So they can't produce the amount of energy necessary. So they do need to buy that gas from Russia. But as far as any goods, China can produce in food. China can produce whatever they need whenever they need it. Easily. No questions asked. No one can do what China can do to the world. And China wants to maintain that. Right? They want to make sure that we can't do that. They want to make sure that we can't come together. And they know, hey, man, these people, listen, these people have the power of their God. So if these people wanted to, what could they do? They could come together as a people. And if China did it in 40 years, they can do it in four. And we're gonna have a problem that we can't defeat. Right? China rolls so fast, now they can't do anything with them. They got to try to make deals with them. And that's the same thing they know we could do. That's the same thing they know we could do in a short amount of time. So they have to keep you under their subjection. How do they do that? They make the men effeminate. So the women and the children are vulnerable. All right. They indoctrinate the women. The women indoctrinate the children. And you destroy a nation. Because the men were effeminate. Which allowed the women to be indoctrinated. And the women who take care of the children, indoctrinate the children, and it becomes a vicious cycle. All right? I love my mama to death. I love her to death. All right? Gotta be honest. My mama could not raise me as a man. People that know me, respect to myself, respect to the Most High God for what he did. I'm gonna tell you this real quick. People that know me, in fifth grade, I was a little effeminate. Can't deny it. Still a man, wasn't a homosexual, a little effeminate. Been around women my whole life. All right? Got with my Uncle Jenny boy. Thank God for him. He made me a little tougher. Right, a little tougher. Still couldn't do a lot because, you know, he had his own business to tend to his own kids. Couldn't get me every single day. All right. Fast forward, you know, and I know we like the dog on the Christian church. Whatever. Went to church around some old men. Mr. Shinholster, Reverend Shinholster, you know, taught me how to change the tire around me a little bit. Taught me a little more. All right. What honestly happened was I moved to a new school in 10th grade. I was even a wrestler. I mean, 5th grade, I'm wrestling. I mean, I'm still a man, right? I'm still strong. I'm winning. Third place in state wrestling in 5th grade, wrestled all throughout middle school in my first year of high school. All right, moved to a different school in 10th grade, and I got bullied to a certain extent. Not necessarily bullied to the point where I was getting beat up. They were just talking trash. I was playing football. I was kind of horrible at it at first. And what that did was it clicked in my head, hey, man, you got to be a man. You got to be a man. Had a guy named Clyde Riggins. All right, it was the first one when I was in 10th grade. Pretty much told me, hey, man, listen, for lack of a better term, if you got a child listening to this, cover the ears for the next 10 seconds. I ain't going to say the word. Y'all know it. Play blank, get blanked. All right. Pretty much what he told me. Had the man up. I did start lifting weights. Had a whole new mentality. Listen, I'm the baddest thing walking, and can't nobody stop me. That's the mindset a man has to have. All right. Not a cocky one, not to say I'm just completely untouchable, but ain't no man gonna punk me. Ain't nobody gonna punk me. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing to my family. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing to me. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing to the people that I love. Right, fast forward. Another guy, Coach Wilson, Keaton Wilson, all right, took me to a whole nother level. Hey, man, listen, you gotta be a man. You gotta protect your family. You gotta protect your friends. He taught me all these things, right? Same thing, guy named Coach Harden taught me the same thing, all right, and it got me to a certain level, all right, but what really elevated me to a level of a real man, a level where I understood a real manhood was, of course, that second year of college when I got into these scriptures and I read about these strong men, David. I read about these strong men, Samson. I read about these strong men, Abraham. I read about Jacob, who wrestled with the angel and got his name changed to Israel. You know, I read about the Maccabees, all right, who overthrew an oppressive government of their people. And I read about these great men. I read about Daniel, who did it a different way. Didn't necessarily do it by force, but was still a strong man for his people, who said, hey, listen, I'm not going to eat this stuff. This isn't my culture to eat this stuff. But I tell you what, let me eat what I eat and I'll be a stronger man than all the men around you by the power of my God. Hey, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Now, I'm not going to bow down to your gods. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. Throw me in the furnace if you want to, but I'm not bowing down to your gods. All right. Daniel, I'm going to pray 3 times a day. I do not care. Put me in the lion's den. I don't care. Strong men stood on their foundations, and that's what you have to do. Strong men, Maccabees, fought for their people, and that's what you got to do. Fought for righteousness in the earth. Joshua fought for righteousness in the earth. All right? David's mighty men fought for righteousness in the earth. All right? The righteous kings of Israel tried to fight for righteousness within their own nation. The judges, prophets, fought for righteousness within their own nations and was faithful unto death for most of them. I understand. Most of the prophets were killed. But they were faithful unto death. That's being a man, all right? And that's what our nation has to do, and that's what China's making their nation do, and that's the opposite of what the U.S. is trying to do to the rest of the world. All right, China, I'm going to read a couple more articles, and we're going to move on to the next topic. This next one is China bans depictions of gay people on television. Content, and this is a news article, so don't ban me. I'm reading a news article, and it comes from TheGuardian.com. All right, content that exaggerates dark side of society is banned from TV. All right, from homosexuality to adultery, showing cleavage, even reincarnation is all banned on Chinese TV. All right, homosexuality, extramarital affairs, one-night stands, underage relationships, all illegal. All right, this is a quote from the Chinese government. No television drama shall show abnormal sexual relationships and behaviors such as incest, same-sex relationships, sexual perversion, sexual assault, sexual abuse. sexual violence. All right. The ban also extends to smoking, drinking, adultery, sexually suggestive clothing. Be modest. All right. Even reincarnation. So the Buddhist Chinese, all right, are really not allowed to have a religion at all. All right. They're following more of the scripture than the so-called Christian West. Make that make sense to me. All right, but they're going to tell you that China are these they are a heathenistic nation, and they're acting as such. Not saying all Chinese people are heathenistic, but saying that the actual nation of China is heathenistic policies. No religion. They burn Bibles. They've created their own Bible and said, this is what you're going to live by. I haven't read that book. I don't know how much they took out and what they changed around. I'm not going to read that book. I may take a peek through it and see what they took out and what they moved around. All right, but it says still a heathenistic government, but government that claims not to be. The Western culture that claims not to be heathenistic. Who are the ones that's being heathen? You know, and not to throw my mom under the bus, but I'm going to tell you a story about that too, man. And this is where the problem comes in at with our people. All right, so Obama. You don't think I'm crazy when I say this, right? You're going to think, hey, this guy, he's been on politics too long and he's crazy. So I'm in fifth grade. See a black guy. I'm nowhere near Israelite, right? Christian church, fifth grade. I'm, what, 12 years old in fifth grade? 12, 13, 11, 13 years old. I don't know how old you are in fifth grade. But I see a black running president say, hey, man, that guy makes sense. Listen to his policies. Hey, that sound okay. Doesn't sound bad. Doesn't sound like a bad way to live. Because you got to realize, man, at first, Obama, when he ran for his first term, he said, hey, listen, marriage is between a man and a woman, and we don't intend on changing that. That's what he said. That's what he said while he was campaigning. Joe Biden, same way. Won the election, completely flipped 360. Hey, now we're going to make, all right, gay marriage legal in America. By the time his second election came up when I was in about eighth grade, I asked my mom. I said, hey, mama, listen. Yeah, because my church, not going to lie, nah, they taught enough of the scripture to give you a general idea, all right? That's why people always want to, you come into the truth, you know, you came in pretty headstrong. Came in pretty headstrong because, you know, I learned about Joshua in church, you know? Not to say the Christian churches are teaching nearly everything, but the one I went to taught something. I learned about Joshua. I learned about David's mighty men. I didn't learn about the Maccabees. I'll give you that one. But, you know, we learned about the conquering of the nations, you know? They didn't teach us about not to eat pork, things like that, but we did learn certain things. We learned homosexuality and adultery were wrong. We learned, you know, tight clothing was not something you should wear. We learned that you should be somewhat modest, all right? We learned these things. All right? So, I asked my mom even in eighth grade, once again, well before the truth, 5-6 years before I would, you know anything about Israelites, as far as, you know, African-Americans being the Israelites. I actually had that question one time. I asked that question one time in Bible study, but anyways. Actually read Deuteronomy 28 in church. Didn't put it in the right context, but they did read it. Not all the way down to the ships part, but, you know, read some of the curses. All right. But anyways, I asked my mom, I said, hey, man, how can you support, you know, Obama? And he supports gay marriage, but, you know, we don't support gay marriage. I said, hey, you can't control people's lives. You know, I can say, well, as for me and my household, what we're going to do, but you can't control people's lives. That doesn't make sense. If you got the power to control people's lives, why not? If you got the power to make a place somewhat righteous, why not do it? If you got the power to put God in charge, well, you don't. I hate to say that. That's a bad way to put it. If you got the power, all right, to say, hey, listen, we're going to live by God's laws and that's just what it is, why not do that? God's already in charge. Ain't nobody got to put God in charge. Let me say that. That was a misstatement, and I repent for that. But if you got the power to say, hey, we're going to live by God's laws and that's just what it is, why not do that? All right? Does it make sense? But see, that's the mindset of our people. Leave everybody alone. Everybody do what they want to do. It's fine. No, listen. It's our responsibility to teach the world how to be righteous. If they won't be righteous, it's our responsibility to make them be righteous. That's our responsibility to the earth. That's why the Bible tells us what? The law, statutes, and commandments, I gave them to Israel. I dealt so with no other nation. Now, it's your job to push those laws, statutes, and commandments out to the rest of the world. Right? And that's what we have to do as a people. We got to be doing more than pagan China, all right, to push these things out to the people. All right? That's why we have to come together as a real nation. That's why we got to get some land. We got to get some control. We got to get some media going. We got to get everything going that makes a nation. Now, because if we don't, the world's going to keep progressing the way it's progressing, because the only one that can stop it is the ones who have the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Most High God. We got to teach the rest of the world how to be righteous. Without us, you see what happens. The earth is given into the hands of the wicked. All right? But we're going to move on to the next topic. You got any more questions about that? Once again, you know, DM me at Najee Melchizedek on Twitter. If you need any of these stories, DM me on the at That's the Credit Hips page. I got screenshots of everything I talked about today, so you don't think I'm lying to you. All right. The next thing that we're going to discuss, all right, is Russia. Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov warned the West on Monday that the threat of nuclear war is a serious and real risk. All right, the threat of World War II is also a serious and real risk. This is a quote. I would not want to elevate those risks artificially. Many would like that. The danger is serious and real. We must not underestimate it. You understand? And this was after a reporter asked him a question on whether the importance of avoiding World War III and whether U.S.-Russia tensions could be compared to the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. All right. He also added that Russia was said to have portrayed as a nation striving to reduce any risk of nuclear war. All right. And we got to understand why he's saying this. The reason that he's saying this is this report that came out. I think I got it pulled up. Hold on. All right. This is from the Jerusalem Post. Ukraine now developing nuclear arms with U.S. help, Russia claims. U.S. advisors in Ukraine are helping Kiev develop biological and nuclear weapons, potentially raising the risk of nuclear war, the Russian Security Council secretary was quoted as saying. So Russia's saying, hey, listen, you're helping Ukraine develop nuclear weapons. This is the reason that this war happened in the first place, right? Because you got to understand NATO once again, all right? NATO countries have a possibility of having not only U.S. and Western troops stationed in their country, but also in the case of Turkey, in the case of Italy, they can have U.S. nuclear weapons, all right, placed into their countries for deterrent measures. So Turkey has U.S. nuclear weapons that are under the control of the U.S. You understand? I can actually pull up an article. Turkey actually threatened to take control of those nuclear assets if the U.S. didn't stop interfering in their domestic politics. All right, and the U.S. pretty much said, hey, listen, if you take control of those nukes, be ready to use them because we're going to use ours. All right, so the U.S. actually has nukes housed in these NATO countries. That's the reason, one of the reasons, also with the troops being on their border, that's a couple reasons that Russia didn't want Ukraine joining NATO. Because they don't want U.S. troops or U.S. nuclear weapons, Western troops or Western nuclear weapons on their border. But now the U.S. is trying to circumvent that process saying, hey, listen, we're going to help Ukraine develop nukes. We're going to give them some of the technology and we're going to come show their scientists how to do it so they can develop their own nukes. They're trying to go around the NATO argument, but they don't realize that Russia's smart enough to say, hey, listen. And they don't realize how many Russian agents that Ukraine has in their government. How many people really support what Russia's doing in Ukraine inside of Ukraine. That's the only reason Russia was able to do anything they're able to do now. All right. So Russia knows the U.S. is helping develop nuclear weapons. Russia's saying pretty much, hey, the minute that we get news that they're even halfway to a nuclear weapon, we're going to nuke them. Nothing you can do to stop it. That's why they're saying, hey, it's a real serious risk of nuclear war and World War III happening, right? Because you nuke Ukraine, is going to cause World War III because somebody's water going to get contaminated. They're going to say, oh, this is a human rights atrocity, and they're going to go to war. Not only that, you got to realize the military industrial complex in the U.S. and in the West, they want to go to war because they need some money. All right, Huntington, guys. You know, those military, they need some money. The Rothschilds and the Rockefellers who's going to finance this thing, they want to make some money off the financing of this war. They do. So they're going to push Ukraine to get so-called nuclear weapons, so-called biological weapons, because they know that's going to push Russia over the edge, and they know that's going to cause World War III. That's going to cause nuclear holocaust. That's going to cause a lot of weapon stockpiles to be depleted, and they're going to make the money on the back end getting those weapons. Getting those stockpiles, nuclear stockpiles, every other kind of stockpiles, missile stockpiles, tank stockpiles, back up the cold. So they need the U.S. to use their missiles. They need the U.S. to send missiles to Ukraine because Russia doesn't buy nuclear weapons from the Western nations' military companies, the military surplus companies. All right, Russia has their own. Their government makes their missiles. The U.S. government doesn't make any wartime apparatus. They don't make tanks. They don't make missiles. They may help develop them, but they don't produce them. All right, they're produced by Huntington Ingalls. Hold on. Let me tell you the names of the companies. All right, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop Grumman. All right, Raytheon Technologies. All right, these are the companies. And let me, hold on. And they actually have their Lockheed Martin. All right, listen. Per year, the U.S. government pays Lockheed Martin $53.2 billion. They pay Boeing $33.5 billion. Northrop Grumman, $29.2 billion. Raytheon Technologies, $25.3 billion. General Dynamics, $24.5 billion. Aviation Industry Corporation of China, which is owned by the Chinese government. All right, BAE Systems, private company in the United Kingdom. Makes $22.2 billion. All right. L3Harris Technologies in the U.S. makes $13.9 billion dollars. All right? So you understand? These companies have a lot, and this is under peace times. All right? This is under peace times. The U.S. exports $692 trillion in arms to the rest of the world. This is in peace times. Somewhat peace, right? Only war we're fighting right now is Middle Eastern wars that don't really use the heavy weapons. They're using light artillery. They're barely losing anything anymore. We're fighting wars in Northern and Western Africa, Eastern Africa, that ain't really using much, a couple missiles here and there, because they know these countries can't defend themselves. Imagine how much money they would make in wartime. So they want to get us there. All right, the economy is slowing. I invest in stocks, man. Listen, I was up 3,000 during the pandemic. I'm down 1,000. You know, from up that 3,000, I lost 1,000 of that money already. It's going down. The economy's going down, and if you realize this, how do we get out of the Great Depression? War. How do we get out of the Great Recession? War. Why do you think Obama immediately started attacking Syria again, Afghanistan again, Iraq again? War gets you out of recessions in the U.S. because, as you see, some of the biggest companies in the U.S. are war profiteers. And our law says you can't be war profiteers. But that's how the U.S. makes their money. All right? The U.S. makes $692 trillion from exporting arms to the rest of the world. All right? The United Kingdom makes $143 trillion. France makes $125 trillion. Germany makes $87 trillion. Italy makes $33 trillion. From exporting arms to the rest of the world. So these countries want to make sure, all right, that we do end up in war, because that's how they make their money. Also, they're ready to fight it out. The Rothschilds and the Rockefellers treat this like a game. They're making bets right now, man. The Bundys, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Disneys. They're making bets on what nation is going to do what, man. Hey, I'm put my money behind France this time. I know they messed us up with Napoleon, but, you know, we pretty good. Nah, Rothschild say, you know what, I'm putting my money behind Italy, man. You know, the fallen angel came down and told us the powers were returning to Italy or Greece. I'm putting my money on Italy. Hey, Rockefeller, who you got? I got Greece, man. I got Greece, man. Hey, Bundy, who you got? You know, I got Old Glory, man. I got America. All right? They're betting on these angels that run these countries, these fallen angels, these demons. They're making bets. They're ready for this war to happen because they want to see where the power is going. They know the U.S. is falling in its current form. They want to see where the power goes. Now, they know Babylon ought to fall. They believe in the scripture. They know that scripture in Revelation is true, where it says everybody in the earth is going to turn on the whore. So they got to see now who's going to lead the next round. What Western country is going to lead the next round? It can't be China. Can't be Russia. They're going to be the antagonists in this thing, but they can't be the leaders of the Western civilization. It got to be Italy. It got to be Greece. It got to be France. Maybe the United Kingdom. They really already had their turn. Recently. All right? Maybe Ukraine. All right, because I'm gonna show you a story later. Last story of the show is going to be, they called it so-called satire, but it's the truth. That's why they call it satire, because they don't want you to know it's the truth. You know, they tried to move back to Ukraine. That's why Vladimir Putin annexed Crimea in 2014, because the Israelis were getting ready to buy it. Their Mossad, their intelligence agency, knocked all that down, made sure that we don't, don't get this out. They tried to buy Ukraine. They tried to move back. Khazarians tried to move back to Ukraine. Right, we'll get that in the end, man. But listen, they're war profiteers and the war is coming. All right, Russia ain't stopping. Russia's going to take this done. They may calm down after they take the Donbass. They may calm down for a while. But as soon as Ukraine starts to build back up that way, because they said, what, we want to demilitarize. That was one of their first goals. We want to demilitarize Ukraine. We don't want them to have a military. Better yet, actually join NATO. We don't even want them to have a military. They should be military dependent on us. They want them to be the Puerto Rico. You know, Puerto Rico ain't got no military. Another country that we actually protect is Panama doesn't have a military. It's particularly the U.S. for the most part. Virgin Islands, no military. A couple more countries doesn't have a military because they're so-called particularly the U.S. Guam, American Samoa. Because they're so close, right? We won't let Mexico's military get past a certain point because they're so close. The U.S. won't do it. But listen, we're going to move on to the next topic, man. The next topic is Sweden and Finland, all right, possibly joining NATO. All right, it's conflicting reports out right now. All right, I'm going to read you the first one right here. This is once again from TheGuardian.com. It's a decent news source. Not great, but it's decent. All right, Sweden and Finland agree to submit NATO application, says reports. Two countries could apply for membership simultaneously as soon as mid-May. All right. Finland, prior to World War I, was a part of Russia. All right, while Russia was engaging in World War I, Finland waged a war against them to get their independence. And because it wasn't that important of a part, all right, and Russia was fighting a pretty important war in World War I, they said, you know what, just let them break away. And they broke away. Fought them for a little while, but pretty much caused it a game. All right, so Finland is a border country of Russia. Sweden is a border country of Finland. They're both right there. Once again, it's another situation where Russia will not allow Sweden and Finland to join NATO as well. And Russia made this point, just go straight to tactical nuclear weapons. They may not wait and say, we're going to invade them too, because they may realize, hey, man, we got some decent military power. I don't know if we can fight three countries at one time. We may go ahead and use tactical nukes on all three of them and just end this. We may go to World War III, but we'd rather do it now than wait for them to have a lot of nuclear weapons on our border. And they can shoot them and they can shield the U.S. from responsibility. We'd rather the U.S. or France, all right, or the U.S. by way of Italy have to shoot nuclear weapons at us rather than them being able to blame it. That was Sweden nukes. That was Finland nukes. That was Ukraine nukes. So this is the same situation that caused the Ukrainian conflict, so-called caused Ukrainian conflict. They're making it 10 times worse with this Sweden and Finland deal. They're saying, listen, we're going to let, well, none of, and quite frankly, I think NATO wouldn't let Sweden and Finland in. Why? Because they're doing is once again, you got Article 5. Article 5 pretty much says an attack on one is an attack on all as far as NATO members are concerned. Only been invoked once. That was against Al-Qaeda after the attacks on the U.S. Twin Towers, the so-called attacks by Al-Qaeda, really attacks by Saudi Arabia on the U.S. Twin Towers. Really attacks by the U.S. government on the U.S. Twin Towers, but that's another discussion for another day. So Russia has said, if any of our border countries, if any more countries in Eastern Europe join NATO, you're going to have to invoke Article 5. We're going to attack. And you're going to pretty much, the day they join, we're going to attack, and you're going to have to immediately invoke Article 5. The West doesn't want to go to war with Russia. You know why the West doesn't want to go to war with Russia? Because what's going to happen with China? China's going to attack Taiwan, and they're going to send help to Russia. Maybe not in the form of actually troops on the ground. They're going to send military equipment. Why? Because Russia's helping to keep the West. What? Preoccupied while they attack Taiwan. What's going to happen with India and Pakistan and the Kashmir region? They're going to go to war. Really quickly. Because both of them got to pick a side. Right? What's going to happen in Africa? Countries are going to promote, and you got to realize this too. Go back and look at the UN vote to condemn Russia. And see what continent majority of the countries that abstained from the vote. Or just voted no were from. One Europe. One Asia. Africa. There's a lot of countries in Africa that say, hey, we're going to abstain and we're going to vote no because we're not the biggest fans of the West. We see what y'all doing in Nigeria. We see what y'all doing in Ethiopia. We see what y'all doing in Somalia. That could come to us very soon. We're not big fans of South Africa. That's what happened in the West. When the West comes in, we're not big fans of homosexuality, and we know that's what y'all bring with y'all. When y'all give a little money, Russia and China come with no strings attached, other than pay us back. And we may get to run an airport. But they don't tell us, hey, you gotta change your way of life. We don't know. But these countries may go to a different side. And the U.S. may have to attack these countries because these countries are no longer giving resources. The U.S. attack these countries. China attack the U.S. Russia attack the U.S. And boom. Not a whore. is under attack, and NATO says, we're not going to defend you, U.S. You should be able to defend yourself. The purpose of Article 5 is for you to defend us, not us to defend you. We may defend you against Al-Qaeda, a couple guys in a cave. We're not defending you against China and Russia. We're not defending you against India, another nuclear power. We're not doing that. Now, you're crazy. Think I'm going to war with Russia for you, U.S.? You're crazy. And boom, scripture comes true. The rest of the world watches as the whore burns. Babylon the Great. It's falling. All right. But it's also a report out that says no date set for Finland. And both of these were 2 days ago. No date set for Finland application. That came from their prime minister. All right. He said no date. We ain't really getting into it yet because they don't want to get into it with Russia. All right. They don't want those problems. All right. Next thing we're going to get into. I got a little while left. Next thing we're going to get into, not long, maybe 20 minutes. Let me get it out. Next thing we're going to get into is Kosovo is to Serbia as the Donbass and Ukraine are to Russia. So let's talk about Kosovo for a second. All right, let's talk about Kosovo. Kosovo is a country right outside of Serbia. All right, that's disputed. All right, they recognized by 97 of 103 member states of the United Nations, meaning they're not even recognized by the majority of the so-called world. All right. In late 1960, Kosovo was the center of the Albanian national movement, where the Albanian Revolt of 1910 and Albanian Revolt of 1912 took place. They continued to fight. All right. Eventually joining Yugoslavia. All right. Then once Yugoslavia broke up, they were a part of Serbia. All right. And then Kosovo unilaterally declared its independence from Serbia on February 17, 2008. And it has gained some diplomatic recognition as a sovereign state by 97 member states. All right, and we'll read off a couple of them to you. We'll say a couple of important countries. All right, they recognize Kosovo as an independent state. United Kingdom, United States, Turkey, France, Germany, Denmark, Switzerland, Austria, Netherlands, Finland, Canada. All right. And a lot of African nations, majority of Africa, also Israel, all recognize Kosovo independence. All right. Serbians still say, hey, listen, we think Kosovo, Serbian nationals, all right, we say Kosovo is a part of Serbia. We're not giving them independence. We said it's still a part of Serbia. All right. So why in this case, the same reason that China supports Russia, why? Because they know in a little while, well, they already say it, but in a little while, they don't have to execute, that Taiwan is a part of China. Kosovo is a part of Serbia. Nation against nation, tribe against tribe. We're not letting these people break apart. Listen, they're a part of us. They're us. Serbia does not officially recognize Kosovo as a sovereign state, and it continues to claim it as a constitutional autonomous province of Kosovo. All right, but it does accept the governing authority of Kosovo institutions as part of the 2013 Brussels Agreement. All right, and big kicker right here. This is how you know the world powers want them to exist, because they want a little bit of control of that Yugoslavic area. Listen to the people who actually do business in Kosovo. They're a member of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, control the world, World Bank, control the world. All right? And it's the same thing that Russia says about the Donbass. The Donbass was a part of Russia with the rest of Ukraine, the Soviet Union, but Donbass was actually part of Russia before the Soviet Union. All right, most commonly today, it's the Donetsk and Luhansk regions of Ukraine. Those things that Vladimir Putin, the day before the war, declared independent. All right? The Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republic were supported by Russia as part of the broader Russo-Ukrainian war, which is still ongoing. Both republics went internationally unrecognized until their recognition by Russia in 2022. All right. So, the Donbass.
It's 9 o'clock.
According to Russia, is a part of Russia. Costco is a part of Serbia. Taiwan is a part of China. Take it to Pakistan and India. Kashmir to India is a part of India. Kashmir to Pakistan is a part of Pakistan. Hell, Pakistan to India is a part of India. India to Pakistan is a part of Pakistan. Nation against nation, tribe against tribe. Even though Indians and Pakistanis, two different religions, two different complete cultures, but they understand, hey man, it's nation against nation, tribe against tribe. All right, so unless you're willing to just completely denounce your nation, you go with your nation. If you want to denounce it, if you want to be rude and you want to say, hey man, listen, your people are my people and your God are your God, cool, denounce them. Say that to them. Hey man, these are my people and that's my God. Come be a part of it. Other than that, it's nation against nation, tribe against tribe. And it's coming down at the end of the day, it's just like the Messiah said it would. Wars and rumors of wars. Same thing is happening in the U.S. All right? People in certain states are saying, what? We don't want to be a part of this nation because we're really not. We don't agree with your ideals. We don't agree with your God. Your God says girls can be boys. My God said I made a boy and a boy is a boy. We serve two different masters. Can a house divided against itself stand? Nope. What did Christ say? Can Beelzebub cast out Beelzebub? Nope. No, it cannot. That's why the U.S. is going to go to where Yugoslavia, because it's different nations inside this nation. It's different people that believe different things. Certain people in this country are crying out for the rule of the fallen one. Do as thou wilt. You want to be a girl, you can be a girl. Even if you were born a boy, cut off your penis, take some hormones, puberty blockers. We want to tell little kids, hey, little boy, you can be a little girl. Boys can be princesses too. The rest of the country is calling out for the rule of the Israelites. They saying, hey, listen, we want to live a regular life. We think boys are boys and girls are girls. We want to live by this book. Maybe not holy, but we will live by this book holy if that's the way that it has to be. Somebody just got to teach it to us. What did you not say to Paul? Paul said, hey, do you know what you read? How can I know unless a man teach me? Teach me the way and I'll live by the way. That's what they say. Hey, man, listen, as long as my little girl can be a girl and my little boy can be a boy, teach me the way. Teach me your way of life. The earth and the inhabitants of the earth are crying out for the Israelites to come back to power. They're saying, hey, man, this isn't working anymore. We're in trouble. We don't want to live like this. This way of life is not for us and we can't do it. But the Israelites are still stuck in their shell. All right? Either we don't know we're Israelites or we are hyper-focused, which is not necessarily a problem until you get to a time like this. We are hyper-focused on our people. Once you get your people scraped, though, man, you got to go out and get the rest of the world scraped because the rest of the world is crying out for your rulership. So you got to rule. You got to build a nation so you can rule. So you can say, hey, listen, this is the way you're supposed to do things. This is how you do this. This is how this should be done. Boys are boys, girls are girls. All right. Men marry men. Men marry women. Women marry men. Men don't marry men. Women don't marry women. That's not the way things happen. This is how you live by the law of God. This is how you live by the law of our God. All right. You rest on this day. You know, you call it the weekend, but the weekend is actually your day that you do most of your activities. Sunday is the day of your activity. Saturday is the day that you rest. Friday night all the way to Saturday night, you don't do nothing. You sit around, you rest, you get your body right. You get your mind right for next week. You focus on the Most High God and you reset. Sunday, you go out and do all those things. You go out to eat, go shopping, do all that on Sunday. Maybe even reset the week. Maybe even change the whole week. Hey, listen, instead of you get a two-day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, you get the Sabbath, and then you get another 2 days. Sunday and Monday to handle your business, and you work Tuesday through Friday. Get off Friday night, or maybe you off Friday. You off Friday. All right, Saturday a day of rest. You off Sunday, and you back to work Monday through Thursday. All right, you have to reset the earth back to the way it should be. That's our job. To teach the rest of the world the light of God. Right, to show the rest of the world the light of God, to teach the rest of the world the laws of God. That's our duty. That's our mission, to serve the Most High God and to teach the rest of the world how to be like the Most High God. That's what we're designed to do. That's why we were put on this earth. And that's what we must do. That's what we must do. We cannot, all right, continue on the path we're continuing on, because the world is going to go the way of the heathen. That's why the Most High God said, what? Hey, man, I had to shorten the time because no soul would be left. And we're getting down to that time. Right? We talk about the mark, right? When people say the vaccine, and I used to be the same way, right? When it first came out, it may be the mark. When you really looking, I love Elon Musk. Gotta admit that, right? Elon, love Elon Musk. I don't think Elon even knows what he's doing, but he's causing some real problems with the Neuralink thing. Do you know what that real mark? Do you know why you can't get repentance? Because you no longer have a soul. Man, they're gonna upload your soul to a computer and make your body a robot walking around. That computer destroyed, you destroyed, your soul is gone. You're no longer a human. They want to transhuman you. It's much bigger than a vaccine. It's even bigger than a chip, to be honest. When you really, the chip is the beginning. They want to take your eyes out. Say, hey, man, we can put telescopes in your eyes where you can see Pluto from the Earth. Hey, man, you know, that heart that you got, it's going to run out. So you need to get a new heart. We can make that new heart for you. Hey, man, your brain. You know, your brain is eventually going to die, man. You know, everybody goes brain dead. So this is what you do. You let us upload your memories to this server. We can take your brain out, and then you can just control your body like a video game. But it'll feel real. We can put sensors. It'll feel real to you. Your mind is just uploaded to this server. And we can make your body perfect. We can get past the restrictions placed on this human body. Understand this mark, and we're not far from it. The technology is almost here. Not to mention that, you got to understand. What do the fallen ones do? They give this technology to the wicked, and it happens fast. Hey, why you think we went to the moon in 1960-something and ain't been back? We ain't progressed no further because the fallen angels gave them that technology. They went up there. Either that was all they wanted to do, or something up there told them, if you bring your ass back, we're going to mess you up. Fallen angels ain't gave them no more technology yet until now. Now they say, hey, it's time to begin this transhumanation. All right? It was a story back a little while. Argentina. All right? Argentina passed a law that said, well, you have to respect the right of transhumans. Not trans as far as different genders. They mean trans, no longer fully human. All right? And Chile passed the reverse of that. They pretty much said the only people that have rights are pure humans, not transhumans. Transhumans don't have any rights. You think these are crazy laws. They're down there at the edge of the world. They're down there at the edge of the world. They're doing different things. They're going through different things. These governments know what's going on. These are governments who was given information by the Nazis, who was doing some supreme research down in Antarctica. Supreme research where they were. And they were also looking for the what? The Aryan race, the perfect human race. And they're going to move on to transhumanism. And I'm telling you, that mark is deeper than what you think. And of course, I agree that the first stage of the mark's already been implemented. All right, that's the U.S. embargoes. That's the Western nations embargoes. Hey, you can't buy or sell unless you won by your right hand, by your actions, or by your policies, your forehead, your thoughts. All right, that's the only way you can buy or sell. You got to take the mark in your right hand and your forehead by your policies and your actions. All right, but it's also a mark coming, the transhuman mark, a mark that tells you, hey, you're no longer human. We've taken your soul, belongs to us now, literally. Literally, we put it on a server that we control. It's not in your head anymore. You ain't real. It's a video game you playing, man. And you stuck there. So the Most High God come back and banish you to hell. But pay attention to the world around you, man. You know, like I said about Elon Musk, I love him to death, but he got that Neuralink company, and that's a problem. Putting chips in the brains of monkeys. All right. And the reason he started is You can tell he still got a heathenistic mind. He started for a reason that's decent, right? He said, hey, listen, we want to make, you know, paralyzed people be able to walk, blind people be able to see, deaf people be able to hear. All right, that's commendable. All right, the way you do it is by fasting and prayer. This kind of comes by fasting and prayer. You don't do it by sticking a chip in somebody's head, because who can now control that chip? You can Indian and cripple it all you want. Them fallen angels come down and give a little bit more technology. They take your idea, and now we got transhumans. Now we got people who are not real. You understand? So we have to be careful. We got to prepare for the things that are to come. All right, we got to get away from this wicked nation. We got to get to a place. We got to build a nation where we can survive until the Messiah comes back. We got to get into the wilderness and build a nation. We got to get somewhere where they can't find us and build a nation. Somewhere they can't get to us. Because the time is coming where they won't let you separate. We saw Elon Musk bought Twitter, and then they came out with their misinformation department of Department of Homeland Security. All right, so they thought, hey, they may be able to get the truth out again. I tell you what, we're going to make it illegal. And I don't know if that time is coming right now. Like I said, I can't say if it's going to happen in 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, or 50 years, but I know it's coming in less than 100. I know it's coming less than 250. All right, it'll be in our lifetime or the next. Well, these people are going to try something real sinister. And the only way to stop that, the only way to combat it, you can't stop it because it's prophecy. All right, but the only way to combat it, the way to keep us in the game is real simple. Return to rulership. You were made to be a ruler, be a ruler. You were made to dominate the earth, then dominate the earth. You're the greatest people on the face of the earth, okay, cool, then be that. Be the greatest. If you're the greatest, be the greatest. Don't settle for less. Rule the earth. Rule the righteous of the earth. And expel the wicked, man. This is From the Desk of the Knowledge by Thassocratic Hephzibah. Listen, this Sabbath, we're going to have another one come out. Dan Cast, man, I'm going to discuss the tribe of Dan. All right, we're going to get into the tribe of Dan. We're going to discuss it from the beginning to the end. All right, we're going to see maybe why they're not listed in the nations, in the 144,000 that's going to be sealed. Was it because of a misadventure? Was it because of a bad translation? Is it because of their idolatrous worship? What did that mean by Dan? Dan dwelt in ships. Dan was a seafaring people. All right. What about the priest that Dan took in Judges and went up and took another city? Did they get punished because they did like Esau and they didn't want the land that the Most High God promised them? Is that the reason for the punishment? Are they being punished at all? Why are they in Ezekiel and not in Revelation? Who are the 12 tribes? It's 13 tribes, but Revelation, it gets it down to 12. As Levi in, also as Joseph, takes out Ephraim and Dan. All right, add Joseph and Levi. But it still has Manasseh. So we're going to discuss all that, man. We're going to discuss Dan in its entirety, at least to my knowledge. All right? And if you got anything else to add to that, Dan Cast, man, DM me. If you got any questions about Dan, DM them to me, man. Dan, DM them to me. All right? But where that Dan Cast to be out this Sabbath. It's coming this Sabbath. I'm going to record it tomorrow and drop it on the Sabbath. This is From the Desk of the Knowledge by Thassocratic Hephzibah. All right? Follow Thassocratic Hephzibah on Instagram, man. And follow at the Naja Melchizedek on Instagram, at the Naja on Twitter, man. Shalom. Godspeed to you, man. We're going to play it out.
Keep the devil on the ground. I'ma fly real high with my wings like my angel. My Lord and Savior, he gon' save you. We rapping on the beat. Got the basis in this thing. And we gon' flood the streets with this beat. We praising God. We letting the kids know Jesus love you too. We ain't playing. We coming strong. We playing no games. All day long we in the studio.
The devil can turn it on to me. The devil can turn it on to me. As long as I got Jesus in my soul. If you don't mess with me, the devil can turn it on to me. The devil can turn it on to me. As long as I got Jesus in my soul. The devil keeps trying to conquer me. The devil keeps trying to conquer me. But I done earned my stripes in the streets. I'm like a referee. Gotta look up. Can't put my trust in my bros. Cause when it's said and done, Jesus, he gon' save your soul. Said the
this one called Conquer Me, man. Once again, man, shout out to Laquavius Wilson and Deuce, man. For real.
Trust in God. Growing up, I was so bad, I didn't know who else to call. My hair was so messed up, had the devil in my ear, but I didn't stress at all, cause I know who Jesus.
Jesus is. Let me tell you about my story, let me tell you about my life. I've been through so many things, I can so testify that if you trust in God, don't put your trust in man, cause nothing is a problem if he got it in his hand.